Hello, and welcome to the Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge. I'm Peter Ladotti, a developer evangelist with Microsoft, and along with Brian Hitney and Jim O'Neill, we're bringing you the Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge, where you get to learn all about Windows Azure and try for some bragging rights to prove your ninja coding skills. This is the fifth screencast in the series, and by now, well, you've pretty much jumped through just about every hoop we could throw at you. Jim helped get you started on getting your Windows Azure account. Brian talked you through how to code a bot and how to test it out in the bot lab. And in the last screen session, I helped talk you through how to deploy the bot lab to Windows Azure itself. So no more dilly-dallying. It's time to really see if your bot has what it takes to win the contest. So let's go ahead and get started by switching to our Azure-hosted bot lab. So in the last screencast, we deployed the bot lab to Windows Azure, and we could see up here by the address bar that we are running at cloudapp.net, so we're running in Windows Azure. And we also uploaded a custom bot called MyBot to Windows Azure, or to the bot lab here, so we can see that on the left. So what's going to happen is we're going to go over to the contest website, and we're going to have to register. And once we do that, the contest website will actually poll our bot lab that is running in Windows Azure to retrieve our bot, or at least the bot we want to enter. But before we do that, we have to tell our bot lab which bot to send to the contest site when the contest site comes a-calling in a little while. So over here on the right side of the screen, we see this section called Enter the Contest. This was not available when you run the bot lab in the developer emulator on your machine. It only became available when you deployed to Azure. So the first thing we have here is a drop-down list where we could see all of the bots that are currently in the lab, and we want to enter the MyBot. So we'll go ahead and click that, and then we will go ahead and click Continue over to the contest site where we can complete our entry. So now we're being redirected over to the contest site. And the first thing we need to do is either log in or register. Now, if you've registered before in the past and you're returning to enter a new bot or update your existing bot because you changed some of the code, it'll bring you directly into the site. But for now, we have to register because we've never been here before. So we'll click on the register link. And you can see here there's a bunch of information we have to fill out. So I'm going to go fill out some basic information. And I guess it doesn't like that name. Someone already has Joe Smith. How about that? So we'll have to pick another name. Maybe Joseph Smith. And we'll put in a real good email address. Now, folks, we don't really want all your personal data. We really don't. But we do need a way to contact you because there are some serious prizes involved here. You could win an Xbox. You could win some gift certificates to Best Buy. So we need a place to send those prizes too at the end of the day. So actually, I just realized on the left side the player name can only be one single word. That's why I was getting the red line there. So let's see, 25 Any Road, and we'll say this guy's from Any Town, Alabama, and he's from 1111. That sounds good. And put in a phone number here. Don't you all wish you were so cool that you actually had a 555 area code? Everybody wants one of those. Now, the neat thing here is you could put in your Twitter handle, and during the game, if your bot wins or loses and stuff, we'll actually tweet that out to you. So Joe Smith here obviously is fake. He doesn't have a Twitter account, so we're going to leave that off. Also, do make sure to select a t-shirt size because everyone who plays is going to get a t-shirt. So we'll go ahead and create an account. And now what happens is that we get forwarded over to the My Bot page. Now this is the main page in the Rock Paper Azure Challenge website where you can manage your entries into the contest and what's going on here. So what you'll see here towards the top of the page is a whole section called Upload Your Bot. And the first thing it's asking for is where's the URL to your bot lab? Now conveniently, this has already been pre-populated because when we clicked the link over on our bot lab in Azure, it actually sent this along on the query string. So it has the URL for our bot lab. Now notice you can only enter the subdomain because it has to be at cloudapp.net. That's because we don't want you hosting it somewhere else. It has to actually be hosted in Windows Azure. Now what we also need is the password that you created for your bot lab site. You did that in the last step on the last screencast we did, so I'm going to go ahead and type that password here. And then we'll go ahead and click the Upload Bot button. And when I click the upload bot button, what's going to happen is that this site is now going out and it's polling our bot lab to retrieve our bot. And of course, sure enough, we got a message here saying that the bot was uploaded and the watch out below. Now, what's going on behind the scenes is that the contest website is currently running our bot against all the other players that are registered in the system. And then after a few seconds, we get a little bit of an Ajax refresh and we can see the results here. Now, what we'll see here under bot information is we can see the status of our bot is active, and we can see that currently it's in eighth place. There's a lot of bots involved. We can also see the name of the round. We're currently playing a test round, because as we're doing the screencast, it's before we actually have real players playing the games. And I could see that I played, or my bot was played against 14 other bots in the system. Now down below here, we could see games I've played, and these are each of the other bots that my bot has played against. And of course, you can see here there's a lot of house teams, which are all test bots that we've entered just to run on the contest site. Eventually, by the time you play this, there'll be actually real people in here. And I could see for each game that I had a couple of losses, I had a bunch of wins, and I can also see the log files. So I'm really interested to see that I lost to B. Hitney, who happens to be Brian Hitney, who designed this site. So if I click the log link, I can go see the results of how my bot fared against his. So here across the top, I can see Joseph Smith and Brian Hitney, and I can see the winner for each hand, and then the ongoing score. And I can see all the moves that were made here as we go through the list. And as we scroll down this list all the way to the bottom, I'm just going to hit page end here. I could see that Brian's bot beat my bot 1,000 to 757. The game is played until the first bot reaches 1,000 points, and as you can see, it's a pretty close spread, although that's actually a decent spread, but most of the time it's pretty close. So on average, your bot's going to be called somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,800 to 2,000 times as it goes through. And what you could do here is you can kind of study the log file here and look for patterns to see what was Brian doing, and or what was this bot doing that you played against, and then figure out how you can code against it to try to do better. So I'll close that log screen, and we're back here now on the main screen, and I'm going to switch us over to the leaderboard. And when we click to the leaderboard, this is a live leaderboard that's updated every time a bot is entered into the contest, and you can see how they're doing. And currently, there's 15 bots in the system. And here's our bot, bot number 8 for Joseph Smith. And we could see its record of wins and losses, ties, and the points that it's earned. So we're currently in 8th place compared to all these other bots. Now, at this point in time, we've entered the contest. We're done. We could just sit here and let our bot sit, and throughout the week we can see how other bots play against it. So if there are bots that are better than ours, we'll know right away that someone's beating us. But the contest is going to be run on a weekly basis on a Friday afternoon at a set time. That's going to be the time when we kind of snapshot run the contest on the leaderboard and determine who the winner is. So you can, between the current time where you just entered your bot and the future, continue to iterate your bot in Visual Studio and re-upload it and update it every time up until the cutoff point, which is an hour or so before the real contest kicks off on Friday. So you can get some instant feedback here of what's going on. And if you did want to update your bot, I'm going to go back to the My Bot page. You would simply come here, enter your password into the Upload Bot page, but you would also have to go back to your bot lab that is running in Windows Azure and add a new bot. So you have to browse to your file system and go look for the code that your new bot is implemented in. Upload it to the bot lab first that's running in Azure, and then come over here to the Rock Paper Azure Challenge site and pull it over. Upload it and pull it over to the contest site. And you can do that over and over again until the cutoff time before the contest for the current round. Now there is one thing I want to make sure to tell you. While your bot lab is running in Windows Azure, it is using Azure compute resources or compute usage. It's accruing. So if you are on one of the free trial accounts, you have enough hours built into that free account. You could leave this running indefinitely for the period of the contest. However, if your Azure account is not one of the free trial accounts, or it's a trial account with a limited number of free hours, you need to manage that. So what that means is, now that you've entered your bot up into the contest site, if you don't plan on iterating it anymore and you're done for this current round, you want to go back to the Windows Azure Management Portal and actually delete the deployment of your bot lab. Now, when we go into the Azure portal here, we saw this earlier in the previous screencast. Here's the deployment of our bot lab with the URL here, and it's running and it's ready. What I can do up here is click the stop button to stop this deployment. And this will take a few seconds while it shuts down the site and stops it. This is the equivalent of to going into your web server and maybe hitting stop inside of IIS in the web browser, or excuse me, the web server. However, once this has stopped, there is still compute usage being accrued here. The meter has not stopped ticking as long as there is a deployment in the hosted service. Remember, the hosted service is a container that holds your deployment, that holds your application. And the hosted service can stay configured forever with your URL and all the settings that needs there. But your actual deployment needs to be deleted. So when this has stopped, we're going to then need to click the delete button to delete it. And actually, that delete button's already become available. So I'm going to go ahead up here and click it. And it's asking me if I'm sure I want to delete this deployment. I will say yes. And now Windows Azure is going to go ahead and delete that deployment. This will take a couple of seconds to a minute here, and then the deployment will be gone. Only when these last three lines here, from everything where my cursor is down, have disappeared, will the clock stop ticking. So at this point now, we are no longer accruing compute usage anymore. So you're off the hook there. So that's the way to do that. Now, if you ever want to go back and update your bot, or deploy the bot lab into Azure again so that you can, you know, play the contest or enter a new bot, all you need to do is come over here and go to New Production Deployment and go ahead, give the deployment a name, and then browse to the file system to get your service deployment package, which would be the CSPKG file and configuration file that we looked at in the previous screencast. You would go ahead, click OK, and the deployment would come right back to life. So you don't have to go and configure the URL again and all that stuff. It's very quick to get it up and running. So with that, we want to thank you for listening to the screencast, and good luck in the contest. Hope you win.